This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to admit, this is probably the one time I wish I was a guy. Oh, my gosh. I have got to test this theory. Did you guys? Okay, I don't know if you guys saw the headline. First, I don't know if you listened to my show a few years back. There was a study that came out saying that I, no thank you. Oh, I have an pop-up blocker. I have an ad blocker. They're upset about that. Yeah, I do. A study came out a few years ago, we talked about it on my show, where scientists found taste receptors all over the body, including the anus and the testicles. And we talked about that, and, you know, we dispelled some myths, and that was it. Well, apparently, some people on social media found this study from, I think it was from 2013, and decided to actually test the theory. So this one guy, pretty funny dude. Okay? I see a career in comedy with him. His name is, I believe, Reagan. And he on TikTok showed a video of him not so much dipping, you know, like a tea bag or anything like that, but he applied soy sauce to his testicles. And then he looks all surprised and he goes, oh my gosh, I could taste the salt. And the funny thing is, the reason I like this guy is you on TikTok, you don't have a lot of time to engage. Remember we talked about engage, educate, and enlist. You got to engage somebody, otherwise they're not going to listen to your education, then they're not going to enlist and do what you want them to. This guy starts out talking about the study. He's very likable. And he's like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, test this on the anus, but I'll test this on this and we'll see. And then when his eyes light up, you believe him for a second. This is why I wish I was a dude, because I really would like to try this, okay? Because it's going viral. But as a female, as a doctor, and with my scientific background, no, it can't happen, okay? So stop dipping body parts of yours into soy sauce. I guess this was a study in the scientific journal PNAS that there are receptors all over the body, taste receptors. And what the difference between a receptor and a taste bud is there are taste cells, like in our tongue. They get the signal transmitted to the receptor that transmitted through a nerve to the brain. So a taste receptor is not necessarily a taste bud. Our taste buds are in our tongue. In fact, 75 to 80% of our tasting experience also has to do with smell. So you can't just have a receptor or even a taste bud and expect to taste something. And so there's a difference. But scientists are pretty upset that this got out there because now they have to explain to people before they go into a Chinese restaurant or Japanese restaurant, ask for soy sauce, and start showing everybody at the table that they're scientists too. So now this is called the soy sauce challenge. And I, you know, I don't know why people don't have anything better to do. I think what it is when you're in the, you know, when you're in the media, you take for granted that people are watching you and people are listening to you, and there's a great responsibility with that, right? And I think a lot of people have found that if they put something out there, like lighting themselves on fire, the fire challenge, or the condom challenge, sticking a condom up the nose and then pulling it through the mouth, or dropping a wet condom full of water all over your head, stupid stuff out there, they get attention. Like Tide Pod challenge, sticking Tide Pods in your mouth and seeing if they open up and fall apart. And there's a lot of dumb other challenges that I'm not going to go into. But, you know, these kids out there, they want to be famous. And look at this Reagan kid. I don't know if he is, I don't know how old he is, but now he's all over the news. Everybody's talking about it. And he didn't even show anything. I mean, you don't see anything. It's just him sitting in a car doing this. It looks like he was at a fast food restaurant. And he was sitting in the, he might have gone to like Panda Express, got some soy sauce and did it in the car. So, you know, as parents, we kind of get nervous that our kids are going to see this, want to become famous. Luckily, my boys don't want fame. They don't want anything to do with fame. So, Takitu and Cupcake Tushy, they do not want me talking about them on air. That's why I use monikers for them. I don't say their names on air. Because if I say Cupcake Tushy, nobody knows who I'm talking about. See? Yeah. Smart. See? That's how Mama protects them. And Fishy Tushy. So, you know, like Daniel's son, you know, you use son after the, right, you know, we use Tushy. We got a little snappy Tushy. But anyway, okay, so, I hope we put this to rest. There are no taste buds on the anus or the testicles, okay? There are receptors that were found in mice. Not sure what that, how that applies, but, you know, we have various cells on our body that do certain things, but they may not have a function in full because they don't work with other organs. Okay, so you could keep food away from your body parts. When we come back, we need to talk about coronavirus. Apparently, we have a second confirmed case in America. We're even hearing of a third. Death toll has risen. We have multiple more cases being reported. And we're going to talk about what's happening in the city of Wuhan. Apparently, they've started to close it off, not allow people to come in and out, kind of scary for people, and what we're doing here in America to help kind of contain it. There's a lot of panic. People are asking if they need to buy masks. People are, you know, concerned about the Chinese New Year and the Lunar New Year and, you know, about the celebrations. So we're going to kind of keep you posted. Right now, though, we're only expecting the number of cases in America to be about 63. Still alarming, but that's because as people are coming forward and getting themselves tested, we have a chance to find it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm a little torn here with what's going on with the coronavirus, because I am seeing these headlines making it act like it, that, you know, China thinks the world is coming to an end and over 350,000 people are going to be infected. And, you know, you just wonder if there's a little bit of media sensationalism at play here. And we want to be very careful with this because we do not want people panicking and overreacting. Something like this could destroy China's economy, cause major effects for us. If we're talking about, you know, something that is being over-exaggerated. All right, let's say. However, people have died. The death toll now is up to 26. Now, that's just in a few weeks. But remember, the death toll could rise because if somebody died of respiratory failure or illness and it was blamed on the flu and nobody tested them for this coronavirus, we have no idea if it caused thousands of flu-related deaths. It's a different virus. And so when people think, oh, yeah, well, this person must have had the flu, unless somebody tests, they don't know. So we're going to give you the latest, and we don't want people panicking. You know, I don't think in America they're going to start, you know, stopping the festivities for the Lunar New Year, but in China, from what I understand, especially Wuhan, they are. But right now, the Wuhan coronavirus, which is what they're calling it, has infected more than 900 people, and 26 have died so far around the world. Major cities and towns in China are canceling public transport, closing roads to try to stop the spread. Hospitals in Wuhan, they say, have been overwhelmed this week. Now, are they overwhelmed because we have a bunch of people sick, or are they overwhelmed because people are freaking out that they may have it, and so they want to go in and get checked out? Again, that's why we got to be really, really careful with panic. On one end, we want to educate people that there's an outbreak. But then on the other end, we don't want people going, you know what, I sneezed. Do I have it? You know, hospitals are already overwhelmed. So from what I understand, the government has ordered a new hospital to be built within 6 days to deal with the virus. Apparently, a report that has been shared with Mail Online suggests that up to 350,000 people will have caught this virus by next week. Chinese New Year celebrations planned for next week have been canceled in Beijing and Hong Kong. So China did go into lockdown. Authorities and businesses are scrambled to shut tourist attractions, public transport systems. Okay, construction workers are putting in huge efforts to now build this new hospital from scratch. I do not believe they are repurposing another building. They are being ordered to build this from scratch, not sure how. The Great Wall of China, Disneyland, and Shanghai were closed while authorities are trying to stop the spread. Do I think it's overkill? I don't think so yet. We don't know what we have here. Economically, yeah, it could hurt. You know, Disneyland losing a day could hurt, but I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. But until we know exactly what is going on and until we have proper testing, we do have to kind of chill for a second, just kind of hold our horses. 13 cities, home to around 40 million people, are reported to have followed Wuhan's example and gone into some form of lockdown in the past 24 hours with public transport halted. And a report written by researchers from England, Scotland, and Florida has predicted that a staggering 250,000 to almost 350,000 may be infected by February. So in America, what's happening is we have our second case. It is a woman who is in Chicago. I believe she had also flown in from Wuhan. 63 other people in 22 states are being monitored for possible cases. Across the Atlantic, British authorities have tested 14 people. All were negative. A few more are going to be tested. So at least we do have testing capabilities. It sounds like people are on it. We don't have a vaccine. They're still working on that. But in Australia, we have 4 people quarantined, 2 in Queensland, 2 in New South Wales. Nepal has confirmed its first case of the infection, making it the 10th territory outside of China to do so. They say around the world, we're looking at 900 people, 26 have died. Japan has confirmed its second case, and a 5th patient was diagnosed in Thailand today. So you see pictures of military personnel. You see patients in overcrowded corridors. You see construction workers. Actually, we are talking from scratch. We are talking, they are moving dirt to try to build a hospital within 6 days. I think now they have 5 days left. I don't know how you get through the building inspections. Don't you have to, when you build a building or a house, let it settle? Doesn't it have to? Am I wrong, or was that a myth? And please teach me, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who are in construction, do you have to, when you build something, let it sit? Well, the concrete has to dry, but then doesn't have to settle. And then you have to go through inspections, right? You know, once you kind of put in the framing and, you know, and then the roof and the, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it within 6 days. It will be fascinating if they do. Erecting a new hospital. Well, when the government tells them to do something, they're going to do something. That's just the way things happen over there. So, Shanghai Disney reported on their website, in response to the prevention and control of the disease outbreak, in order to ensure the health and safety of our guests and cast, they don't call, remember, Disney does not call their staff. They call them cast members. Everybody has a role, from being Mickey Mouse to being a food server to being the janitor. Everybody has a role, so they're a cast member. It's really cool how they do that. And they said Shanghai Disney Resort is temporarily closing Shanghai Disneyland, Disney Town. They're going to carefully monitor the situation. And then a section of the Great Wall, known as the Battling Section, is closed to tourists. Beijing's Forbidden Palace is closed. Beijing's National Stadium. Carnival that was planned is going to be canceled. I had friends in Macau. Haven't been able to reach them. I don't think they're in Macau this week. Apparently their lunar events have been canceled as well. So this coronavirus, the symptoms are very similar to flu. Causes a runny nose, a cough, a sore throat, high temperature, very similar to flu. If you catch it, it could take anywhere from 2 to 14 days incubation period to show up. So if you, like, were standing next to somebody on the subway, they were coughing and sneezing, and you know, aren't sure if they might have traveled, and you're like, I'm fine, because it's already, you know, Friday, I'm good. Give it another week or two. Most patients are going to recover. They say 97% of patients will probably do fine. As I discussed, coronavirus could be anything from a mild cold to SARS, or severe acute respiratory syndrome. We're being told that some people in China have been arrested for suggesting that this could be a form of SARS. Again, that's why, you know, our freedom of speech amendment is so vital. In a small group of patients, if they are weak, vulnerable, they could get pneumonia. They could have fluid fill up in their lungs. They could go into respiratory failure. They could die. So that's why we take this stuff very, very seriously. So most of the cities that they still are expecting to have issues over the weekend are going to be Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou, Chongqing, and Chengdu. They predict by February 4th, the countries or special administrative regions at greatest risk of importing infections through air travel would be Thailand, Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and South Korea. In America, at airports, they're screening people at select airports to see if they have a fever. I'm a little nervous about that, because if somebody does not want to be quarantined and they want to be left alone, they could take a crap load of Tylenol. Now, what's very interesting, though, you know, because parents have asked me this, you know, and they're like, you know, I don't understand. I gave the Tylenol, I gave the Motrin, you know, it brought down the fever a little bit, but the fever shot right back up. Well, it's because if the body wants to have a fever, the body's going to have a fever. You know, and I see parents fixate on, you know, lowering a fever in a child, when that could actually hide, it could actually prolong the child getting examined. You know, I tell them, like, look, just because a child has a fever doesn't mean you have to run and get Tylenol. Have somebody take a look and see why they have a fever. It might be an ear infection. It might be strep. It might be flu. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks at the 47th annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C.
They are coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice, and we will win because we know how to win. Together we are the voice for the voiceless. When it comes to abortion, Democrats is a... And you know this, you've seen what's happened. Democrats have embraced the most radical and extreme positions taken and seen in this country for years and decades, and you could even say for centuries.
The impeachment trial against President Trump also taking place in Washington, D.C., as House Democrats are wrapping up their opening statements on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very common question I get from parents is their child is dropping out of college, not maybe passionate about going to college, and how the new generation of Zers and millennials look at college. And on the same note, we have, at the same time, we have the Democratic presidential candidates offering plans on what they're going to do to relieve college debt. apparently Elizabeth Warren got a lot of criticism from a family. I think a dad kind of got up in her face going, wait a second, you know, you're going to be paying for people's college. What about those of us who already paid for our kids' college? You know, he seemed pretty heated on that. And so I think there's a lot of pros and cons to it, so I thought we would discuss it. First, though, before we kind of begin, I don't know if many of you listened yesterday, because I went through a whole slew of statistics of people in college. And it turned out that a startling number of kids drop out of college. It's weird that I call them kids, because that makes me now seem old. Okay, I was in college, and I hated being called a kid, right? But, you know, now I'm older, so if somebody's in college, they're a kid. And I have a kid in college, so that means I'm old. But 30% right out the gate, year one, drop out. Then attrition rates depend on, is it attrition? No, okay, attrition rates depend on where they're going. People talked about, Harvard has good graduation rates. You know, Harvard, 98% of people who go to Harvard will graduate. Well, that's probably because, you know, you get into Harvard, you're not going to do anything else. You're going to just go to Harvard. Although I think Mark Zuckerberg dropped out of Harvard. He made Facebook. So I guess the only time you drop out of Harvard is if you, you know, have like a Facebook or a Tinder or a Snapchat or a Napster or whatever. Who knows? I don't know who all went to Harvard. I didn't even try to apply to Harvard, so I wouldn't know. But if I did get to Harvard, I'd probably sit my butt down in the seat and I wouldn't go anywhere. On the other end of the spectrum, community colleges have high numbers of dropout rates because many students, from what I've read with some of these articles, reports, do not feel it's accelerating their path to graduating. I think going to community college is a brilliant strategic move. If you have to take English 101, Math 102, similar class, similar credits, cheaper price, you might as well do the community college. I'm a huge fan of community college. But apparently you do see a higher dropout rate with community college because people think it's extending their career, their college career path from 4 years to six to whatever. Other things that are changing now with college is it used to take 4 years to graduate. You would graduate college in 4 years. Now, the average student doesn't graduate for six. So when they did a study on why kids dropped out of college, they found it wasn't so much they couldn't afford college. The number one reason kids dropped out of college was because they had to work and balance school. You know, I worked three part-time jobs at a time when I went to school to make as close to 40-plus hours a week to support myself. I don't know how I did it. I probably only slept a few hours a night. But I had to support myself. I had to go to school. I just had to do it. Very, very difficult, especially when you try to make the grades to get into medical school. And a lot of work schedules are a lot more demanding than mine. I was lucky. I got to work at Jack in the Box. I got to tutor. I got to work at the EPA. I got to work in the dormitory. So I was, and I cut and pasted jobs, so I was able to make the money I had to. A lot of other students don't have that flexibility unless maybe they Uber. So when they drop out, it's not because, oh, it's too hard or it's too expensive. It's, look, I got a job. You know, I'm not really going anywhere. I don't even know what I'm going to do with this degree. Nobody's talking about that. But if you get a degree in business, what does that buy you? So we reviewed yesterday all the different candidates' plans. And remember, those could still be fluid and morph depending on who yells at them and, you know, what seems to be more, you know, fiscally responsible. But they range anywhere from giving all public college everybody free, I think that's Bernie Sanders' plan, to maybe community college free, to maybe only 2 years of community college free, so you get an associate's to everybody. And, I hear the plans and, you know, some changes with the Pell Grants and, changes of interest. And rather than forgiving the loans after 25 years, forgiving the loans after 20, some of the candidates are suggesting. So there's a whole slew of options, which I'm afraid are being spewed out there without a thought process or plan behind it. And the reason why I say that is the Democratic candidates have a real, real tough time competing with Trump or running against Trump if they are going to be discussing the economy in the debate. If Trump can boast a lower unemployment rate, you know, a better economy, they need to do something to make people think that when they get elected, you're going to have more money in your pocket. So wiping out student debt is their answer to Trump's strong economy. Is that good? Is that bad? Okay, well, the pros are if you have student loan debt and if you're paying monthly payments, to have that wiped out is money in the bank. So it's a way to buy voters. I mean, and again, we can be honest, right or left side. You know, I mean, we're all trying to convince voters to vote a certain way, and it's one of the biggest bribes out there that now can be offered. We're going to pay for your college, we're going to give you college, and if you have student loans, we're just going to wipe out your student loans. All right. The problem is, does that really include medical students? Does it include everybody? No, it's only if you make a certain amount. Most of the people that are going to benefit from the student loans being wiped out are those who didn't get a job in the field for which they got that degree, which starts to bring the cons. If, one, we want people to not drop out of school, all right, they kind of need some skin in the game, okay? I mean, if the school's free, you're going to go, you're going to sit. We don't want people dropping out. We want people to get the education. That's why we're putting our taxpaying dollars into college education. Number two is if, and I just lost what I was going to say on that subject. Oh, man, it was juicy, too. Oh, okay. Well, I'll go on to number three. The cons to wiping out a person's student debt is if you're not including everybody, okay, and you're going to choose who based on, you know, finances, if that starts to breed then I could get my student loan paid for if I don't get a job or if I don't get a job in my field, because when you do the math, your accountant's going to say get those student loans wiped out. So where is the enticement to get employment after you get that degree? You know, it's nice. I think it's an idea. It might be economically stimulating to, you know, wipe out people's debt. But they're giving people false hope that their $200,000 in student loans are going to be wiped out. It's not going to happen right away. And then when you're also giving free college, which might be a fantastic idea for some, now we just diluted the strength of the degree. An associate's degree was a big deal. Big deal. I still think it's a big deal. But if everybody has an associate's degree, how does that make you stand out when you need to get a job? Same thing with a four-year college degree. My degree in biology, it was nice, but it wouldn't have got me anything. I had to go to medical school to get a job. So we need to be very, very careful about how we're blanketly offering or buying voters by saying, look, we're going to, you know, wipe out your student debt. We're going to give you free college. Because is that really going to help them? Because if they do get, let's say, if they do get a job and they can't wipe off their student loans, it's going to behoove them to not get that, you know, six-figure job. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that doctors got lap dances? Really? Doctors got lap dances for writing opioids. You guys believe that? All right. Well, we're being told the ex-pharmaceutical exec, John Kapoor, has been sentenced to over 5 years for pushing opioids. Founder of an Arizona pharmaceutical company was ordered to spend 5.5 years in prison for orchestrating a bribery and kickback scheme prosecutors said helped fuel the opioid crisis. I'm still a little mixed on what fueled the opioid crisis because I remember what happened in my neck of the woods, which I've told you and we'll talk about again. But John Kapoor is 76 years old. He's the former chairman of Insys Therapeutics. He was sentenced in Boston's federal court after a jury found him guilty of racketeering conspiracy last May. The 10-week trial revealed sensational details about the company's marketing tactics, including testimony that a sales executive once gave a lap dance to a doctor the company was wooing. Whoa. Kapoor was also ordered to pay a $250,000 fine, which is the maximum under sentencing guidelines. He and others were accused of paying millions of dollars in bribes to doctors across the U.S. to prescribe the company's highly addictive oral fentanyl spray known as Sepsis. The bribes were paid in the forms of fees for sham speaking engagements that were billed as educational opportunities for other doctors. I'm going to talk to you about those in a sec. The company was also accused of misleading insurers to get payment approved for the drug, which is meant to treat cancer patients in severe pain and could also cost about $19,000 a month. So along with Kapoor, four others from Insys were also convicted last year, two pleaded guilty. All of them have been dealt prison sentences ranging from a year and a day to nearly 3 years. Prosecutors were requesting 15 years in prison for Kapoor, calling him the linchpin of the operation. And his lawyers countered that the scheme was organized by other executives and that Kapoor was never aware of any wrongdoing that could harm patients. They called him an immigrant success story, noting that the India-born Kapoor developed it after seeing his wife suffer and die from breast cancer. During the hearing, several patients addressed the court and described their suffering after being prescribed high doses of Sepsis by doctors who were paid by Insys. Some said the drug caused their teeth to fall out and left them with memory loss. Some became addicted to the drug for years. One woman said her family has been in constant agonizing grief because their daughter died of a drug overdose. So, Kapoor asked the judge to consider his other work developing treatments for AIDS patients and those with heart problems. He requests leniency because of his age, noting that at age 76, his time is limited. So U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs said she took Kapoor's age into account, but also recognized the harm caused by his company. Ultimately, she said it was never clear exactly what role each executive played, so she treated Kapoor and two of his executives as co-equals at the top of this triangle. So, former Insys CEO Michael Babich, sentenced to 2.5 years of prison on Wednesday. Alex Berlikoff, former vice president of sales, sentenced to more than 2 years. Now, Insys had last year reached a $225 million settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice to end its criminal and civil probes, and the company has filed for bankruptcy protection. Not sure if they will pay for what they owe. They said jurors were also shown. They said in the trial, this is interesting. Jurors heard from former employees who said Insys made a habit of hiring attractive women as representatives to boost sales of the drug. One former employee testified that a retail sales manager once gave a lap dance at a Chicago nightclub to a doctor whom Insys was pushing to write more prescriptions. Jurors were also shown a rap video in which Insys employees danced and wrapped around a person dressed as a giant bottle of the fentanyl spray. Prosecutors said the video was shown at the national sales meeting in 2015, and it was intended to motivate reps to push it to doctors. So, other pharmaceutical companies like Purdue, who made OxyContin, has faced suits. But this is iconic in that people are going to jail. Now, we're torn. if they did this stuff and they convinced doctors, and these doctors should get in trouble then, if they convinced doctors to write a medication that somebody did not need and they became addicted to it, that's criminal. But taking a step back, reps from these companies came to my office. Nobody gave me a lab dance. They suggested that for my patients with chronic pain, there are other forms of medication they could take that may not be as caustic to the liver, that may be less addictive because they're not popping 8 Tylenol a day or Lortab a day. Because remember, in the early 2000s, a big issue we had as doctors is people were taking a crap load of anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, and it was frying the kidneys. We were also getting in trouble, in fact, threatened criminally to go to jail if we didn't manage somebody's pain. So pain companies had to come up, pharmaceutical companies had to come up with more pain medications for us because we were going to go to jail if we didn't manage people's pain. And we were going to get sued if we fried somebody's kidneys because they took Motrin or Naproxen or Aleve or whatever. So then people were taking a crap load of hydrocodone or oxycodone, and that was attached to Tylenol. So if you wake up in the morning, you're in pain, you take one. Then a few hours later, it wears off. So, you know, you're having your morning meeting at work, you take another. Then you might take another at lunchtime, take another one on your way home. Then at dinner, before you go to bed, there's 6, 7 you're taking a day. So the pharmaceutical companies would come into my office or other offices and say, look, we have a medication where you could have a steady state form of pain control, which is kind of how you're supposed to do it. You don't want people, you know, in pain going through highs and lows. You want to keep a steady state so they don't go into pain and then have something for breakthrough. That's how we were taught. I didn't prescribe it, those medications, because I'm like, well, depending on what the patient has in terms of pain, I'd rather the specialist manage it. So if they're having back pain, I'd rather the spinal surgeon handle it. If they're having knee pain or arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, have the rheumatologist deal with it or the ortho who specializes in knees. So I never wrote fentanyl lollipops or fentanyl spray, but there was a market for these medications. And then in terms of paying doctors to speak about the drug, this is something that I was paid to speak about, an inhaler that really worked well with my patients. And in order for me to leave my office to go and lecture to people, you know, you are allowed to charge a speaking fee. Not really a lot. I think it was maybe $100, $200. But it was a fee for my time to speak and teach people about a drug. Did I overprescribe it? No. If somebody had asthma and I thought it would help them, I gave it to them. If I didn't think it would help them, I wouldn't write it. So we got to be very careful when they say, oh my gosh, this company paid for doctors to, you know, teach others about the drug. Well, if it is a pharmaceutical and there are studies and you are allowed to pay a doctor for their time. Now, if they're giving false information, that's a problem. But where I worry now is any future company that wants to design a pain medication for people who have cancer pain or spinal stenosis or recalcitrant pain, they're going to think again because they might go to jail. And I'm really worried about what's going to come down the pipeline in terms of new drugs. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.